Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
What is up? Hello, it's me, Zoe. Welcome back to My Fill-In Show on CITR 101.9 FM. We already got a lovely land acknowledgement, so I'm going to go into what I usually do and put you on to a native band I like. We're going back to Digging Roots. This is These Hands by Digging Roots. And then we're going to right away go into No Time by Witch. All right, let's get it. Doesn't seem to be playing. I don't know why. Guys, there are two parts to this aux chord. I'm missing one of them, so now it's plugging in. And here we go. This is Digging Roots. Please play. Fucking hell. Okay. There we go.
Oh. Caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
What's up, guys? I'm back. Right now, we got 10th Planet by Solid Space playing. I find it so awkward to speak without music playing. I find it difficult. I find it difficult to do most things without music playing. So I'm just gonna have a playlist going in the back that I made for you guys. As I speak my truth. What's up? We're back in the studio. This is my third time here this past week. And how do I feel about it? Pretty good. It's fun to do. It's just like something to do. And it makes life feel less like a enclosed space. You know, like I feel free here. Wow. Well, more free, you know. There's just something. It's just fun to get artsy. Today, I wanted to talk about a couple things, I think. First, I wanted to get myself excited and talk and think through some ideas that I have. Because that usually gets me a little bit more pumped. I'm feeling pretty tired today. And kind of like, oh my god. But I'm here and I'm smiling and it's gonna be okay. But okay, we're getting ourselves out of that. That's what I do to get myself out of it. Talk about cool ideas. Something you could also do. Like, what are your dreams? Just think about it. It's enough to be for you to be like, okay, maybe I can like do another day of this and it's gonna be a good day, you know? So, some things I wanna do is, I've been wanting to do this for so long. I want to go around and just talk to people. I've said this so many times, but Andrew Callahan, what he was doing, he's, you know, I don't know if he's canceled now, but he's definitely off the internet. Last time I checked. But what he was doing was really funny. What he was doing was really fun. And what he was doing is similar to something that I would want to do. Just talking to people and listening and having just an all-ear approach to journalism. Where you're not the one talking or writing for people. They're doing the speaking. I just think that's a really cool idea. So I would want to go around possibly Vancouver and do that. But I also want to go to some events. I feel like that's where all the good stuff is. Like a wild event. Like he was doing it with like furries and he was doing a lot. You should check out Andrew Callahan's stuff because I mean, I think it's important for like what the art was just listening to people. Even though like he's kind of off the internet now. Well, he is. But that's something I want to do. That's on the bucket list. Next, I want to cut up. Okay, so I have a bunch of clothes and that I'm not wearing anymore. But like, and I was going to sell them and I tried to. Not a single thing sold on Facebook Marketplace. Everyone was like, put it on Marketplace. And then I did and nothing happened. I guess sometimes that just happens, but I'm still upset about it just a little bit. But I found an alternate solution to what to do with the clothes. I could just cut some stuff up, like letters and just patterns I like. And specifically patterns from clothes I had when I was younger, like a baby. Cut that up because some of the stuff is so cute. Like it's a classic, like if you liked Brandy Melville growing up, like that type of thing where it's just like a patch of something. Urban Outfitters does the same thing. Forever 21. A lot of stores do it. But it's just like a patch on like a plain tee. I think that's still such a classic look, but I would want to make it more fun. Where there's always something on the back. You always gotta have something in the back of your shirt. That's a good graphic tee. If there's nothing, you've made a mistake. You got the wrong shirt. Anyway, so I'd want to do that. But then make it cute and make it special with like my old clothes, like especially baby clothes, like that's sentimental. And just like give it to a good friend. Be like, yo, I really like you as a friend. You're great. I made you this shirt with clothes that used to be mine. Because I think it's so adorable and just amazing for a group of people to be wearing like similar clothes, doing similar activities, liking like similar things. Like it's just a community, but for that community to be joined like with an attire, like a similar attire, I think it's so fun to look at, like when you look at friend groups that dress similarly, or like bands even. I think that's cool. So to do that, but through your clothes, oh my god, that's so personal. I like it. So that's something I want to do. Something I wanted to do with the show was I wanted to, okay, so in high school, I'm first going to explain that in my friend group, I was usually, believe it or not really like in the drama usually, like I'd be out of it, be more like hearing about it, be more like trying to give advice. I would love to hear about it because come on, like it's kind of nice to just sit around and gossip a little bit and not like talk shit about people. Like I'm just talking about gossiping, like just straight up talking through what happened and why it's like a moment. I think that's so fun. But what I would like to do in high school is that once, you know, stuff started going down, people would pass me their phone and I would dramatically read the text messages between them and their friends or other people, like during drama. Like there's like a heated discussion going on Snapchat that's like really important for whatever reason, like just like truths coming out, like people are arguing and I have the phone in my hand and I'm we're like a group of girls and I'm like telling the girls everything and like going through every step, but I'm reading it, and that was so fun. And so I would hope and pray and ask, but also I want to make like a poster or something, like multiple posters of like to be like, okay, send me your text messages with your friends, either just like weird conversations, but mostly what I'm looking for is like drama filled situations. Like I want dramatic text, and I'll cut out the names, obviously. I can make stuff up for you if you'd like for privacy reasons, but I just want them. And then I want to read them and just go through it, because I think it's fun to like make voices. I think it's fun to be dramatic. I think it's fun to take something that, you know, every time in drama, like when you're in the middle of it, it feels like the biggest thing deal ever. And it's all you think about. It's very important. And then you're out of it. I feel like most of the time you can laugh at it a little bit or just be like, that was insane. Like, what the fuck? So I think dramatically reading it is a way of helping you through the process of getting over whatever drama that is. I've got huge regret. Like, I could have done this with these text messages I had with this person I was talking to, but I deleted the text messages. Like, I was thinking about it, I was like, I totally could have read those. Not that they were, like, full of drama, they're just like weird. Well, it started out funny and cute and kind of like saucy sometimes because it was with someone I liked, but then it got really weird and mostly because of me. Yeah, because of me. And then but I blame my right hand, you know, it wasn't my left hand, it was my right hand. I'll explain that in a second, but anyways, I wish I could have read those, but I just get embarrassed easily when it's like anything to do with emotion, and talking to other people about it or expressing, you know, emotion in front of other people that isn't through the method of art. Like if I'm just talking about it, oh my god, I don't know, I just like, I can easily get into my own head if I don't have the right support. So I deleted all those texts out of embarrassment because I was like, what the fuck am I doing? What am I doing? I never want to think about the situation. This was very in the moment. But I was also protecting myself because you guys ever just, I don't know. I'm mostly, it's like exes in my life who have done this. But I'm like, okay, like we're done. Like it's over. Like let's not talk to each other anymore. Like I'm done talking to you. Like this is over. And they just keep coming back to their phone and they keep texting me and they keep are after me. And so I'm scared that I'm going to have the same thing. And I'm just going to one day totally switch up and like go crazy on someone and nonstop text them after some drama because I, like, can't get over the drama. This is a fear I have. So then I delete text messages because I'm like, okay, then there's no chance that I'm going to do that and bother people. So that's the thing. So I deleted the text. So I can't dramatically read those. So therefore, I need your guys' text. Like, yeah. So if you want to do that, if anyone's listening, hello? Is anyone out there? Hello, it's Zoe, and I really want to read your text dramatically. Please. Please let me read your text dramatically. You can send them to my Instagram, which is bright eyes with a smile 27. Send me your dramatic text at bright eyes with a smile 27. And if the person I'm talking about is listening, send me those texts, our texts, and I'll read them. Because there's just no way that I can get them back. So it needs to be through the other person. Somehow they're here. Hello, you know what I want. Also, everyone else, you know what I want. I think it'd be fun. So that's an idea I have. I think I'll make a poster. But, like, what do you put on a poster like that? I just love, like, I watched on YouTube growing up so many just, like, Hollywood drama videos. I just loved it. Or blooper reels. I just love anything that isn't scripted. That's good stuff. Because then I'm like, oh my god, this is a real emotion. So that's fun. Oh, what did I say earlier? I said my right hand did it. Yeah. Yeah. I've been feeling like the past couple months, there's a lot that I've been feeling these past couple months. I don't know how much I want to share, but something that has been coming to mind is, and I've always felt like this, and it's just felt like my body has two different identities in one inside of it. Every time, and this is just like a small example, but I think about doing quizzes in magazines when I was younger. or like any quiz in general that's like about personality or, yeah, about personality, like what fucking fruit are you, like that, like little questions like that, but also more like when it gets a little bit more specific, I suppose. Whenever I would do these quizzes, I would always have two answers, never one. Like, I could never just think one way. I always had at least two that I could equally be like, yeah, these are both what I feel and think. But you're telling me I have to go down just like one route to get to the next question in this quiz, but like both of them work for me. So it's like stuff like that. Or growing up, like interacting with both groups of like masculine people and groups of feminine people and switching in between them, and it not being a big deal for me, and me being very specific that it shouldn't be a big deal for other people either because it doesn't matter. That was so important to me. So it just feels like there's two. So there's my right side and there's my left side. And if my right side is up to some and making some wild text, I'm like, that's not even me. Like, that's not even the left side. That's the right side. Can't explain it. Like, the spirit in my body's just taken over. That's what it feels like. Which was interesting to observe the other day. Because I was upset and just kind of like just experiencing emotion, going through the motions. I was crying and I had my left leg over my right leg. And I have been doing this thing where I look in the mirror whenever I feel really emotional and I just like talk. It feels like I'm talking to someone, but I'm talking to myself and I'm giving myself advice. And watching myself experience an emotion so that I can, like, be able to feel the emotion more, like, to a fuller extent because I have trouble with that. So looking in the mirror helps, and I talk to myself, give myself advice. Okay, so I was doing that. My left leg over my right leg. And I was talking with my right hand. And then I said a bunch of stuff. I was like emotional. I was like, okay, interesting. And then I uncrossed my legs. My feet were flat on the ground. And I stopped crying. And I kind of just like was sitting in whatever emotion that was. And then I was like, okay. Then I put my right leg over my left leg. And then I started crying in a different way and about something different. And it's not like the two emotions with like my left leg over and my right leg over felt completely differently. And it was two like completely different experiences, but they were about different things and they were expressed differently. So that was cool. I was like, whoa. So then I talked to like both sides of myself, it felt like. And just listened to both sides of myself. And then afterwards, I was just like, whoa. It's so separate up there. Or like, it's just so apparent that they're like two spirits. So that's been cool. So that's a little bit about me. I haven't really talked about myself on this podcast. I haven't really expressed those emotions to anyone that much before because it's so new. And sometimes I don't know how to bring myself up into conversation. I kind of just stay quiet. I'm like, ooh. So it just hasn't come up. But that's me. That's how I feel on the inside sometimes. Well, most of the time. Right now, in the back, we had Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson. This is some good stuff. If you want to follow my Spotify, where all these playlists live, I'm not going to give my username out. So you can't. You just have to listen to my radio show, I guess. Guys, guess what? I've been... Oh my god. Okay, wait. Before we, like, go into a new topic, this is Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire. We need a little something right now, so here it is.
Shine and stop for you to see what your life can truly be. star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
What up? What up? What up? We're back. This is Zoe on a fill-in show on CITR 101.9 FM. We just listened to Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire. That one's so fun. Just makes it feel good. Okay, guys, we're back. And this is what I have to say. I have been writing a song. I was doing some stuff yesterday. I think it's pretty fun. But I wanted to talk about it because I honestly, like, I don't really know what else to talk about. So music's the only thing on my mind. Well, that's not true, but something interesting, something easy. Here it is. Okay, so this is my plan. It starts with, I'm standing up right now. I wish this mic could move around. I wish I could walk in circles and talk because, you know, it just helps to have movement in my body as you speak. I don't know if you guys feel that way. Okay, but this is how it begins. So I am imagining like a British rock band that does this, but it doesn't have to be a British rock band. It can just be like a rock band, but this first part absolutely needs to be an English accent. And it is like a spoken word part before the song starts, but it's a part of it. And it is. I don't know if I can do the accent. I'm not feeling the most confident today. Okay. Let's see what my accent's like. Okay, it's not too bad, but it's kind of terrible at the same time, but it's a little bit good. If you're tired of this, then I say skip, like, at least 2 minutes. It's kind of, like, Scottish. Whatever. Let me just tell you the words I have to say. So, So it's a guy. I imagine a guy, and he's kind of in like a large field, and you're like, why is this guy in a tux in a large field? But he's British, so you're like, oh, okay, this makes a little bit more sense. And this is what he has to say. He says, I have an underlying illness that a doctor cannot help me with. Maybe God's got the magic serum. Throwing shots with his good arm. Aim me in the middle and shoot, Lord, shoot. That's how it starts. So it's amazing. And then it gets into the song immediately. And I have a playlist here that I've created about when I was imagining the song after I wrote the lyrics, like what I would want it to sound like. I want it to be something like Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John. But just where the beat gets quick and we're into it right away, like this song. I don't know why it's not playing. One sec. Okay, I don't know if you guys heard that. I didn't hear it. Okay, well, oh my god, it's the same problem as before. It's because I'm moving around so much that I'm like unplugging things. Okay, I'm really sorry. Let's get back into the song. This is what I want the start of this song that I wrote to sound like. Like, we're just getting into it right away. And it's kind of like that little shaker kind of makes it indie and more easygoing. And I kind of want it to be an easygoing song. I don't want it to be too harsh because the lyrics are pretty playful. So I want it to match that. Like, it literally starts with this man. But anyway, so it starts quickly like that. But then at the same time of it being soft, at different parts in the song, I want it to be hard, like something like Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm. Like that hard guitar, and just like you heard that, yeah, like the singer. Here, listen to the singer. Like something like that. Like there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of like personalization in the voice. Like it's very distinct. That's what I would want for this song as well. So let's get into the lyrics. So it starts quickly, like I described. Let's play that song actually while I'm singing this. But I want it less indie than this. Like it's got to be, like I said before, like hard drums, hard guitar. So. And no whistling. No whistling. Okay, I'm actually not going to play the song. I'm going to play Anti-Glory by Horse Girl. Because I also like the drums in this. How they start off with drums. That's what I also want. So, here we go. So, the tune that I had in mind was... Okay, the name of the song is Let's F in Heaven. So, this is where the British old... rock comes in for me because this just feels like a title like that. I want like an album cover that is similar to Earth, Wind & Fire's album covers for specificity. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the I Am album, for example, where it's like a super dramatic, lots of color. It's kind of like Sublime or... Yeah, so that vibe. Anyway, let's get into the lyrics. Okay, so it's F in Heaven. That's the name of the song. And it starts right into the chorus. And it goes, let's F in heaven, baby. And then, so that's kind of the tune we're going, where it's like, it's almost a little bit whiny, but it's like very excited. And it, like, I want to say the swear word, obviously, in the song. I'm just not saying it because I'm on the radio. So it starts with that. Then it goes, let's get away from the girlfriend that isn't yours. Let's leap long legs and be done with chores. And then... it's kind of, like, it's going to be a hard drum, like Smooth Criminal. Some sort of, like, musical interlude in between most of the, like, chunks of lyrics. So maybe after this, we're, like, switching up the vibe. And we're going to something that's more of, like, a story. It's a little bit sillier. It's not as hard as this song. I couldn't really find a song that was matching... the energy I was looking for. But what I'm kind of talking about is something like Bohemian Rhapsody, for example, by Queen, where like different, like just different parts of the songs are a completely different vibe, and it's a completely different voice and sound. I think that's really fun. So after the chorus that I just described, we kind of move on to something more like piano based perhaps, or just more like up and down as opposed to like harsh. And the lyrics are, mommy's got me deep in the kitchen, elbow deep in layers that isn't ours, and I'm yawning in the kitchen, regret deep of having fun, when my baby got tears that run, run, run. And then I had a lyric, try to figure out a way to get to Mars. I want to do something with that, because I had this lyric, rich friends a strot. So A, and then S with a little apostrophe, S-T-R-A-U-G-N-T, snot. So astronaut. Rich friends a snot. But it kind of sounds like you're saying snot, because you're like, this guy's rich, and I'm talking about Elon Musk. Like, he's just rich and, like, wants to go to fucking all these planets. He wants to go to one. But I'm talking specifically about this video I saw recently, where people want to bring create a whole civilization. I think it was Mars they were planning. I don't know. It was ridiculous and scary and, well, not scary because I was like, there's no way this is happening yet. But it just reminded me of Black Mirror. So that's what I'm talking about. Rich Friend's a snot. He's got like 4 Miss Hots and more machines. But we run, baby, run up to the top. And then I wrote, ain't gonna stop in this town. I don't know what I want to do with that yet. And then, and then it goes back to the chorus. Let's fucking heaven, baby. And then let's get away from the girlfriend that isn't ours. Let's leap, leaf, and rock, and we going far. Whew. So that's what I've got so far. I want to add more. I want to make it a longer song with more lyrics and more stuff, like more playful stuff, like the image of mommy's got me deep in the kitchen, elbow deep in layers that isn't ours. I love that lyric a lot. So that's my song that I'm imagining. And I just need a band to, you know, help me with this. But like in between all of these, like I said before, there are like musical interludes. So there's like lyrics and there's focus on the lyrics, but there's also a lot of focus on like the vibe of the song that's building up everything else. Like in Bohemian Rhapsody, where there are like a lot of different things going on. So that's that. I want to go back with the lyrics. So it starts with, I have an underlying illness that a doctor cannot help me with. I'm relating this to myself. The way I got this song was because I was like, I need to write my emotions. Like, I have not been like, yo, Zoe, what do you feel? And write it down in so long. And so I tried my best, and then I came up with a song that came out of it. So underlying illness that a doctor cannot help me with. Because, dude, like, I just feel like I have symptoms of something that I'm also commenting. Okay, I feel like I have symptoms of something that's been making me sick for a long time. And that's both like metaphorical, but it's also something that I feel, and just in terms of, you know, how life has gone for me. And that a doctor cannot help me with, because I've recently just not had a great time with doctors. They have not listened to me, and I haven't been able to get the help that I need or the support that I need through the medical system. So this is a comment on that. So then, other than the medical system that has recently failed me, I go to maybe God's got the magic serum. So you're like looking to hope or to some sort of like more religious thing to get you through, to get myself through what I'm experiencing. So it's, for me, it's just like the magic serum is just like hope and trust. Throwing shots with his good arm. So he's like, throwing shots is like similar to Ice Spice's lyrics, like throwing shots like a doctor, ain't no doctor, throwing shots ain't no doctor. Anyway, so I was thinking about that because I liked that line. Throwing shots with his good arm, aim me in the middle, and then like, and shoot, Lord, shoot. And when he's saying that, like the British guy in the tux in the field, like I explained before, when he says, and shoot, Lord, shoot, he needs to have his arms on either side of him, like spread out. And he's like shaking. He's like, shoot, Lord, shoot. Because he's like, he's just like so into like getting this help and feeling okay. He's like, please give it to me. Like you're like veening for God's magic serum. And then we move on to the chorus and the title of the song, Let's F in Heaven, Baby, because it's kind of, you know, a more rebellious statement in terms of just, it's like it's going straight to the point. Like you're not really thinking about emotions with this one. Well, like, I don't know. It's just like not super emotionally driven. But okay, if I can explain it, it's, I just want the opposite of whatever the frick's been going on the past 6 months in my life. Like, it just hasn't been great, guys. So, and that's okay. Like, obviously you're not always gonna have a good time, but I just want the opposite of what's been going on. And for me, the opposite of that would be something similar to heaven. But I'm just like saying the opposite of what I'm going on, which is like feels like H-E-double-L. I'm switching it up and it's like heaven. So basically, I just want to switch shit up. And I want to F-U-C-K in that place because, you know, it's just, I think it's a relatable sentence. It's how I feel. And then let's get away from the girlfriend that isn't yours. Because recently I really like someone who he told me that he has a girlfriend. So I had this sentence before I wrote the song, which was, I'm in a relationship with a guy with a girlfriend, which I liked because it was just kind of confusing and it's like, wait, huh? But I think it's fun and kind of dramatic and saucy. So it kind of is similar to that. Let's get away from the girlfriend that isn't yours. Because I'm like, God, like, don't be, whoever that girl is, like, it's not me, Zoe. So leave her and come to me. So let's run away and let's F in heaven, baby. And then let's leap long legs and be done with chores. So let's be done with, like, just the stuff that we got to get done. Like, you know, those everyday things or those things that, like, for me today, the reason I thought about it was because I was doing chores, like filling out forms for this day camp job that's starting next month, or forms for financial assistance for school. I was filling those out today, and I was like, let's just be done with this type of stuff, like systematic, I don't know, maybe not systematic's the right word, but it's like, stuff that isn't just like living and having a good time, let's be done with it. Because I just want to get to the good parts. That's kind of like the emotion that's driven in the song. And then it goes to, mommy's got me deep in the kitchen, elbow deep in layers that isn't ours. I'm referencing my parental figure in Yellowknife. We just haven't been getting along recently for a long time. And I just feel like she's got me cleaning, and like I was imagining myself like elbow deep in dishes at the sink, and I'm like stuck there, I'm I'm sink locked, washing these dishes and caring for these things and thinking about problems and being affected by things that isn't even mine in the first place. I'm talking about like intergenerational trauma from your parents that like affect you, but it's like that trauma doesn't even belong to me because I just don't feel that close to you and I don't feel like it's my responsibility to deal with it. But you still got me like cleaning up the dishes of that mess. That's what it feels like. So that's that lyric. And then it goes, and I'm yawning in the kitchen because I've been so tired recently. I've been thinking so much. I've had so many new thoughts coming in my head the past 6 months and it just gets me tired. So, but I'm still in that same place where, you know, that parental figure's got me, like, cleaning up after stuff that isn't mine. But I'm yawning in the kitchen. I'm like, dude, I gotta take a break from the shit. And, like, yawning is kind of, like, if you were yawning at work. And I'm imagining someone has, like, their arm up. They're, like, stretching. They're not doing the dishes anymore. That's what I'm imagining. I'm also, like, imagining a music video. That's what I'm explaining to you right now. So I'm yawning in the kitchen. So you're kind of, like, rebelling against whatever that original lyric was. And you're not doing that anymore. But I'm still regret deep of having fun when my baby got tears that always run, run, run. And that is referencing an emotion that I feel a lot of guilt for. We're almost done here, so I'm going to stop on this stanza. But my baby's got tears. Okay, yeah. An emotion of, I have to describe a situation for me to be explain this emotion. So you're at a party. Everyone's drinking. That kind of changes people's emotions. People get more dramatic. They're more full of energy. The vibe changes when everyone's drinking at a party. It's late in the night, and the person that's next to me is really upset. And I don't really know why they're upset. I don't even really know who they are. But I know that I'm close with them somehow. And I know that I'm supposed to be supporting them. And I'm sitting next to them. And I know in my head that to be a good friend, to feel good about myself, and to help this person beside me, because that's always something that I want to do for people, I just need to sit there. I just need to be there and not leave their side. But this emotion I'm describing is when you're feeling that sort of like, I need to be here to support someone, or I need to do this thing, and it's pretty selfless, and I don't really have that selfless energy in me right now. I'm feeling selfish, and I want to get up, and I want to walk around and talk to people. And I described it as having fun, but I just, like, and it is, like, having fun, because that's the intent of this emotion. Like, you just want to have fun. You don't want to care in this way of having fun. And so, yeah, you're, like, leaving the person beside you that needs you. So, regret, but thinking back, that's something that I regret and feel guilty about, but mostly just regret. Yeah. Because you shouldn't do that to your friends. You should be there for your friends. You should be there for everyone. It doesn't matter if you had a party or if something lit is going on in the corner. Like, I believe that you should just be there for people because that's always more important. But this is describing an opposite emotion. So regret deep of having fun when my baby got tears that always run. So this person is my baby and he's just like upset and I didn't help him. So that's describing that emotion. Yeah, so that's the song that I'm writing. I was pretty excited when I got this stuff out because I haven't written something in a long time. Like, months. Like, I've been writing little things, but I used to spend a lot of time in my days just writing. And it helps me a lot. It makes me feel productive. And, like, it just solidifies my emotions in terms of, like, oh, okay, that's an emotion, and that, like, sucks, Zoe. Like, you should think about, like, you should just feel this. So these lyrics are helping me with that. So I hope my dreams come true and I can F and head. But also just to, like, make it some sort of video with these lyrics would be so fun. So fun, because I've got an image, guys. I've got an image, and I hope you liked hearing about it. I've got one more show promo for you. We're back to me, and then I'm going to take you to Radio DJ. Here it is.
Post Rock, Friday from 10 to 11, with your host, John P., for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Okay, that was a short one. That was really nice. See, all commercials should be like that. They should be minimum like 14 seconds. It's hard to get that much information in there, but it's just, in my experience, more fun for the listener. Okay, guys, that felt good today. We just talked. I hope you liked hearing about this art that I had, the ideas that I have. I talked about myself today. Wow, did good stuff. I want to end this off with a song that I like. Wait, hold on. This is Let Me Blow Your Mind. Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve and Gwen Stefani. This is just so fun. This is how we're going to end our time today because it's a goodie. This is the clean version. Let me just stress right now how important it is to, like, know where these rap beats come from. Like, I know y'all recognize that tune. I'm forgetting the song right now, but this is the original song. So I'm going back to her starting because it's amazing.
Shake your face screwed up like you're having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one, classic. Red from blonde, yeah, I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip, stop asking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, hair back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong, should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all hot sight, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, Evie gon' be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of y'all ain't Giselle, catwalk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood, drama, past it. Cut camera off, real shit, blasted.
If I had to give you more, it's only been a year.
We actually don't have enough time to get through the song. I don't want to interrupt the next show going on. So this was Zoe on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you had a good time. I had a good time. I hope you have a good evening and welcome back to Radio DJ.